Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to share with you a little bit about Kirk Cameron's testimony and an interview that he did for Fox 411. You know, it's really neat. I used to watch Growing Pains when I was younger and saw Mr. Seaver as actor name there. But it's pretty cool to see how, you know, the things have happened in Kirk Cameron's life and his stand for the Lord and what he's been able to do with Ray Comfort and The Way of the Master. And and here recently, some of the most really phenomenal movies that he's been able to produce. I mean, he did Monumental that I'm aware of, Unstoppable. I believe he was in Fireproof. Is that right?
He was also in... what was that series? That book series,
Left Behind.
Left Behind
series. He's done quite a bit, and that's his passion. Moving within his gift. His wife is an actress too, and she's actually plays in this movie called Mercy Rules. She plays his wife. Go figure.
Imagine that.
And that's his passion and his calling to be able to bring good family programming. We want you to hear a little brief testimony about him and him sharing a little bit about how he came to Christ and some of the things that are important to him. Watch this.
Filmmaker Kirk Cameron is not one to shy away from expressing his religious beliefs. But how did an 18-year-old actor find God on the set of Growing Pains at the height of his success?
You know, I think eventually, if people are thoughtful, you start asking grown-up questions like, how did the world get started? Where did we come from? Where are we going? Why are we here? You know, and I guess when I was a child, I just sort of had blind faith in the fairy tale that... the way we got here was from goo to the zoo to you. And I finally said, that doesn't sound right. And someone took me to church and kind of opened my eyes to what I believe is the truth about who we are and why we're here. And so when I was about 18 years old, wanted to start living my life in a way that said thank you to the God that made me.
How does the actor feel about his Christian label?
I don't think of it in terms of I don't create those categories, I guess, in my own mind as much as other people do. You know, I love God. I'm a Christian. But the films that I make, like I said, are really about themes that I think resonate in people's heart. At least they do in my own family. And so I'm always going to make movies that I believe in, that I can give 100% to, and that I think are going to be gonna be offering people something good.
Being in the spotlight is both a blessing and a curse, said Cameron.
I think that when anyone is in the spotlight or you're speaking from a platform, whether that's a sports platform or an entertainment platform or a pulpit, you're always going to be held to a higher standard. And we should be held to a higher standard because we're influencing more people than others might be. And so with the privilege of a platform comes great responsibility. With the privilege of being a parent is coupled with huge responsibility, right? And so we got to be careful with what we say, with how we say it. And everything should be seasoned with grace. And while I certainly don't do that perfectly, I strive to do it increasingly.
As a father and filmmaker alarmed by the lack of family-friendly films, Cameron says he set out to make movies his whole family could enjoy.
My wife and I are always looking for a great new movie to watch with our kids on movie night. And it's hard to find films that are fun and inspiring and that are going to build up our faith in God and our strength as a family. And so we decided we would make one. And we made it right here in our own backyard with a local Little League team. And... it's a movie where families learn the lessons of mercy, patience, sacrifice, and trusting God.
There you have it. That's Kirk. There you have it. That's Kirk Cameron. And man, this movie was released in the beginning of the year, and now it's available on DVD. You can download it. It even has a study guide. But I appreciate the fact that he... You know, we're going to take this media mountain. We've been talking about the media mountain. Yeah. Whoever is on top of this mountain and the other mountains basically influences the rest of the things that are happening on that mountain. And I believe that mountain could be taken for Christ, and we can produce entertaining, quality films that entertain us but have, you know, great principles, a redeeming nature in the films that touch our hearts and motivate us to love each other, love mankind, but most of all, love God. I want you to watch a brief trailer of this movie. It's called Mercy Rule, and because there's no quit in family. And I enjoy, I particularly enjoy the metaphor in which they use baseball. Maybe you will too. Watch this.
I asked over a million of you how you wanted to see my new movie, Mercy Rule, and you told me. So I am not going to make you wait. You said you want to see it now. I'm bringing it to you right now. This is a movie about a family who learns the important lessons of mercy, patience, sacrifice, courage, and trusting God. And you know what makes this movie even more special for me? My wife, Chelsea, and I are playing husband and wife in it together. I love that. And guess who else is in it? Boss Rutan from Here Comes the Boom. You know, Twisty. He plays the coach. And comedian Tim Hawkins, you know, the Chick-fil-A song guy. This is his very first feature film, and he plays my brother. How great is that? I can't wait for you to see this. So join me on Valentine's Day. Watch this movie with your kids and fall in love with being a family again. All right, here it is. Enjoy the world premiere trailer of Mercy Rule.
You know why pops love baseball? Everyone's on a team, but everyone faces the pitcher alone. Every player in that lineup walks to the plate like a champion of an army. With the whole team heaped up on his shoulders, betting on his bat. You take your swings, but the rest is out of your control. I am so excited because Fireproof restored marriages, and I know Mercy Rule will strengthen families. You told me how you wanted the movie, and I'm bringing it to you this way. You said DVD and download. So here's how you can get it right now. You can order the DVD, and I will ship it to your house to arrive by Valentine's Day so that you can watch it Friday night movie night with your kids. And it comes with a family study guide so you can talk with your kids about all the important things in the movie. Number two, you can walk into a family Christian store anywhere in the country. They heard how you wanted this film, and they loaded up their store. And if you can't wait till Valentine's Day, the third option is get it right now. You can download and stream it instantly today. And tell your friends, if you do that, you and I together will change the way we bring movies from my family to yours straight into your home. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, there you have it. Mercy Rules. Kirk Hamlin. I'll tell you what.
Cameron.
Okay,
Cameron.
I knew that was coming. Thank you. Kirk
okay.
Cameron.
We're here for you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for keeping me focused. I appreciate that.
We love you.
I know. I know. This is good. Looks like this is going to be a great family movie, and I'm encouraged. I'm going to get my DVD. In fact, you can actually download it to watch it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.